It's the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM in Las Vegas at the MGM Grand for Wilder and Ortiz. This guy's going to be on Fox pay-per-view calling the fight. He knows about big fights. He is a man that needs no introduction, but we're radio. Nobody can see him, so I need to introduce him. He is Ray Boom Boom Mancini, kind enough to join us here on The Fan. Good to see you, sir. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm very good. Thank you for having me.
The man has an age, Domino.
No, I know. It's crazy.
You're going to be hearing that all day long, man. All day, all night.
He's all set to go.
Deontay Wilder is right behind us, for those that don't know.
And Deontay's decided on Thursday it's time to put on a show. It's time to let people know he's in the building. I just want to start with this. We've had you on the show a number of times before, and I've talked about your fight with Alexis Arguello as much as any other fight that I've talked about. We're big both fight fans. 1981, high school senior, free TV. That fight was so classically great.
Thank you.
And can I, this many years later, was that fight too soon for you?
No, everybody says that. You know, and it's easy to say that because I only had 20 fights. Alexis had over 70 fights. He was already a three-time champion. But I tell people all the time, I beat the number six contender. Then I beat the number three contender who had fought Alexis the fight before that, before he fought me, dropped Alexis twice, lost his split decision, should have won it because it was down in Miami. And I beat him, I beat him clearly, all 12 rounds. Where do you go from there? If you got, you get the offer, you say, oh, no, I don't want to go. I'm not going to fight the champion. You got to, look, to be the best, you got to fight the best and beat the best. Yes. No, it wasn't too soon. And if it was too soon, I'd have been knocked out in one or two rounds. Because previous is two defense before that, he knocked the guy out who had fought, you know, had all these other fights. Knocked him out in four rounds. He knocked another guy in six rounds. Together, they didn't go long. So why would I, you know, I mean, I understand it's easy to say it before the fight. After the fact, no.
14 rounds of, I don't know where.
And I was winning after 12. I tell people, if it wasn't 12 round, if the 12 round distance that is now, I win the fight. Because I was beating him after 12. And I was ahead on, and after the 13th, I was still ahead on two or three cards. That's why I got stopped. So, look, I got caught. Alexis is a great champion. And what a great champion do, what Alexis did, and he often did, is the experience, because it was 15 rounds. He'd set traps early in a fight. Then he'd go back later in that fight and see if them traps caught. You know what I mean? And he drew me in, and he was able to, things I was able to get away with early in the fight, he was able to separate himself. Distance, I watched fight. Little by little, you see, little by little, he's separating distance. And when he threw that right hand in the 12th round, he caught me on the chin and dropped me on one knee because he was able to separate that. He was missing. I made him miss 100 right hands previous to that. But he started separating himself, creating distance. And boom, then he caught me.
Ray Mancini is here with us on the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM. We're out here in Las Vegas. Is it ever going to be as good as it was when you were fighting and other big names were fighting in the 80s?
With Fox being in the game on free network television, that's close as it's going
to get.
Very
important.
Because, absolutely. Because I tell people used to ask me, what does Fox have to do to get back to the same popularity? I said, without network television, we'll never have the same popularity. Because, you know, no pay-per-view and all. You got that. Plus, you know, as a boxing fan, a lot of people knew the names. But now they'll be able to put the faces to the names. They're going to make stars of a lot of these guys. And that's what I love about it. So, you know, we're in it for the long run. Boxing, it's the best thing, because boxing on a regular basis, the top 10 pay-per-view events, I think 7 of the top 10 pay-per-views are boxing events. That just goes to show you the popularity of it. So you need to get on back on network television to build these guys up so people know who they are. So when you do have a pay-per-view, you want to buy it.
Is there a time and a place and a time of year that it can happen? Because I brought up CBS, 3:30 on Saturday afternoon.
Yes.
ABC, Friday nights had fights.
That's right.
Will the networks ever buy into that premise?
I would think so. I think people, look, we showed that what MMA did to boxing on a regular basis for a long time, because on network, they were on network, and so now that boxing's back on network, I expect boxing to get back to where it once was. But like I said, the same thing. Same fans who watch MMA watch boxing, and I think. But there's, I don't want to say, look, I love MMA guys. I trained Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for 9 years. But there's something about boxing that's more of an art form, I believe, and I think people believe that. So I think that's what it is, and look, it helped make me the man I am. It's a great character builder, and it's a way out for so many of these guys. The boxing traditionally has been a boxing of the poor. In the 20s, it was the Jews, the 30s with the Irish, the 40s with the Italians. Now it's the Black and Hispanic. A lot of guys, they need this. More than anything, it's a way out. And a lot of these guys who have the education. Leo Santa Cruz, who's one of my favorite fighters, if not my favorite fighter, who's the semifinal, talks about how poor his family was and when he came to this country. And his goal was to turn pro when he was young so he could give us a chance to help pay the bills, get him out of the economic depression. That's righteous reasons, man. It's a beautiful thing. And now look at where he's at.
Is there enough of an understanding? We talk about this a lot. I don't think it's natural to take a punch.
Yeah.
I don't think it's natural to give a punch. I don't. I don't think that's a natural thing. How much respect is supposed to be given to the guy that gets beat up, goes back to the gym the next day, and the next day, and it's 5 o'clock in the morning, it's 6 o'clock in the morning? I don't think people, look, for as much as we watch baseball and basketball and football players, and we talk about their discipline, I don't think it compares.
No, it don't. And most of those guys will tell you, a lot of the ballers who've trained in boxing, they say, I've never done anything like that. I couldn't imagine what it is to get there and get. I tell people, it ain't so much be able to throw punches. You got to be able to take punches. You know, take it a shot. Every time you get hit on the chin, or anywhere, it takes a little bit of energy out of your body. Every time. That's why the best, you got to be in great shape. It saps a little bit out of you, little by little. And that's when you, people are champions, you're going to maintain, go to distance and throw punches at the end. Great. Boxing from top to, is the best conditioned athletes in the world, and everyone knows that. Because we incorporate, you know, upper body, lower body muscles, all the exercises, and you work upper body, lower body muscles simultaneously. So now you incorporate balance, agility, speed, endurance,
and you're
and
getting
strength.
Hit, and then you got to think straight.
Right. Correct.
You got to think.
There's a strategy. You talked about Arguello and his strategy when you fought him. Ray Mancini is here with us, going to be on the call on Fox Pay-Per-View, Wilder and Ortiz here at the MGM Grand. That's where we are out in Las Vegas. And that was your style, too. You were able to absorb a lot of punches.
Forward, you got to take punches to get punches. But, you know, the thing is, try to give him a moving target. Like I tell people, I like to, people say, you took a lot of punches. I said, yeah. But I like to think I made a miss once in a while. you know, you ain't going to cry to make a miss. You know, one thing I'm proud of, I never had my nose broken. I never don't spread across my face like me. It's just naturally big. You know, but what I'm saying is, you know, I'm able to say, one thing I'm most proud of in my career, I can still spell fight. And I'm most very proud of that because a lot of guys can't, unfortunately.
Do you know of any fight? Do you look back and not, have you ever gotten hit where you were still on your feet, but you don't remember what happened for a round, two rounds?
No, never for rounds. Momentary. I've been buzzed, man, when you get hit and, you know, the lights go on and off. Mm-hmm. And well, as I learned later on, that's being concussed. And now people say, do you have any concussions? I said, no. I just says, which just goes to show you how many I had. And I think I had any. But no, but I was never concussed, like I didn't know where it was at or anything like that. But we understand more about what the brain is, what happens when the light's going off. That's being concussed. But, you know, you're able to recover. But because I was in such good shape, you're able to recover. But you don't want a whole lot of those. Because the brain, like you said, the brain isn't meant to be jarred like that. And that's one of the reasons I got out early. I retired at 24 after 5.5 years because I knew my style was not made for a long career. I sacrificed longevity to get in, make my score, make my money, and get out. And I was able to do that, thank God. So that's why I said it's just it's not a natural thing for people to get. And it's more unnatural after 30. You know, I was telling you, my father taught me since I was a little boy. My father used to always say, at 28, you're a young man but an old fighter. Have you been fighting regularly? Now, Napoleon once said, and I didn't know you didn't know I could quote Napoleon. Napoleon once said, after 30, a man's spirit is not made for war. And it's basically the same thing, meaning your life changes. Things change your life. And I think it's basically what my father said, you know, the same thing. You're not the same fighter, you know, you're a young man but no fighter. Because things change. After, you know, you got a family, most guys get married, you got families. And it was one part of my life. It was one chapter. But there's other chapters to be written. So I was very fortunate I got through it okay, and like I said, that's why I said the joke earlier. I can still spell fight.
Yep.
But I say that half jokingly because
there's a lot of sad stories out there. Ray Mancini is here with us. It's like Mickey said in Rocky III, the worst thing that happens to a fighter is he becomes civilized. But that happens when you pass 30, you've got responsibilities.
Absolutely right. Well, you realize that you lose that hunger, man. You know, and people say, well, how do you lose hunger? I said, when your belly's empty. You could be hungry for many factors. It could be economic reasons. Me, it wasn't that. I came from a middle-class neighborhood. I went to parochial school. My hunger was to win that title for my father, to win that title for my father, be the best champion I could be. Once I won the title, to be the best champion for my city of Youngstown. That hunger, don't matter when you get in the gym, whether you come from the economic depression, or I come from where I come from, your hunger ain't going to be no more than mine. New Hungry for Success is no more hungrier than mine.
You get out early. Any regrets, or was there? What's the closest you ever came? Whether somebody tried to throw a bucket of money at you, or somebody just said, "This fight, this guy, he wants you." Did you ever come close to putting him back on again? And
well, I mean, look, I came back for Camacho after 4 years, right?
Right.
That was personal. Then I'm talking about 3 years later, I came back to fight Hagen. That was ego. That should have never done that. After Camacho, I was satisfied. I accomplished what I wanted to do. I was doing an off-Broadway play in New York. And I say, I was doing an off-Broadway play when they offered me to do Hagen. And the only reason why is that, well, I was ego, because I said, well, this, you know, acting is a mental thing, but it's not a physical thing. And I wanted to see if I could still get in there and campaign and train like a world-class athlete. That was the ego. And you know what ego does? Ego gets you your ass kicked. Not figuratively. Oh, not only figuratively,
literally.
Or literally. And that's what ego does.
That round robin.
The ego gets you your ass kicked as far as life and love. And I allowed that to get involved. And what happened is should have happened. After that fight, about a month later, I got offered to come back fight for a world title. I got offered by a major promoter to come back and fight. The guy for a world title fight. I go, didn't you just see my last fight? Oh, yeah, but we know that wasn't you. We know you, that wasn't you. Who was it after Amy? That's me now.
But it's tough for a lot of guys to walk away. You were smart enough to do that.
And they threw seven figures at me.
That's what I was asking. So you did.
And I said to him, how much money do you think you can pay me to buy my self-respect again? Because after that fight, I lost my self-respect. And that last fight against Hagen.
So Hagen, Pazienza, that group.
Yeah.
Was incredible.
Good fighters, but I tell you what, I felt...
But
like,
the round robin of it
right,
was
right,
big.
Right, absolutely. They were terrific fights. And Vinny is a terrific fighter, and Greg was too. But believe me, if I could fight when I was back in my day, I'd beat both guys. I could have beat Hagen when I beat him. And that's why I still thought I could fight like I could fight.
What was personal with Camacho?
Well, because we never cared for each other. We see each other in gyms, and then there was always talking. He was always talking, chirping and chirping. And then it gets here, he's making comments about me. And finally say, yo, man, let's get it on. Let's just do it. And we're very close in 1984. Very close. And that's when, and Bramble was willing to take step-aside money. And then the WBA, then his people put the pressure on the WBA. The WBA said, if you don't fight Bramble now, we'll strip you of the title. Well, now if that happened now, he said, okay, take that. Don't mean nothing. Because a lot of them don't. But that time meant everything. So, you say, no, man, let's do it. And my manager said, no, he'll take step-aside money. I said, no. I said, I don't want anybody saying I ducked him. We'll beat Bramble, we'll go right to him. Didn't turn out that way. So, I thought more of a bit, like, if it was now, I'd say, no, let's go. All right, pay him step-aside. Let's go right to Camacho. But I thought more of like a fighter instead of a businessman. I wish I thought more like a businessman back then.
Ray Mancini is here with us. Let's talk about Wilder and Ortiz. Yeah. This is a rematch. And for those that don't remember, I believe that fight was on free TV.
Yeah.
And I think Ortiz gave Wilder all he could handle.
Yeah.
And that's when a champion's medal is tested, right?
That's
when he gets knocked around. Wilder got knocked around, came back, and won the fight.
Ortiz got dropped out early in the fight.
Right.
He staggered and hurt. He had Deontay on roller skates.
Absolutely.
And one punch away from knocking him down or possibly out, winning world title. And he said that haunts him. He said that at the press conference, as it should. But then he come back, and Deontay, being the champion he is, stopped him in 10. That's got to bother Ortiz, because it's all heart and soul when he tried to do it. One punch away, man, one punch away.
That's so hard for a guy to live with.
Do it again. Now he's 10 pounds lighter. He's 10 pounds lighter. Come on, man. I mean, that bothers you, you got to do it.
All time, if you could have in your prime matched up with anybody else in their prime. Like, fighters think sometimes through generations. Take away the years. Was there one guy that you would have liked to have been in the ring with in your prime? All time.
All time, I'd have been honored to be in with Roberto Duran in his prime, as well as Henry Armstrong. Henry Armstrong and Roberto Duran. Just one. They're the two greatest to me. For lightweight, Duran is the best, and 100 Armstrong right after that.
Ray, good to see you.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you so much.
Ray Mancini going to be a part of the call on Fox Pay-Per-View, Wilder and Ortiz. A bunch of good fights aside from that one. MGM Grand is where we are. It's Domino and Cellini on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.